Get ready for the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello, everyone. This is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen, and welcome to our blog radio show. We are empowering people to make a difference, especially in the martial arts community. Today, we're scheduled to have as a special guest, Master Daryl C. Sims out of the Chicago area. We're waiting for him to come on to our call. And as we are preparing for him to come on, some of the things we want to talk about that's going on in the American Martial Arts Alliance is the branding and marketing program that we're doing through our Who's Who in the Martial Arts series and the book that we released this year. What we're actually doing is really highlighting some of the people that are focused on in the book, because these people are very key to the martial arts, but most important, they have all these life skills, the information skills, the knowledge skills, and these are very important. And most important, they're martial artists that are doing this. When we think about a martial artist, we're thinking about someone that has the discipline, they have the focus. Whenever I introduce myself as a martial artist, the first thing people say is, don't beat me up. Then they start talking about, well, discipline, focus. They start naming all of these things, and these are the qualities that we need to have in the world today. We need them in our communities. We need them in schools. We need this. These are life skills, and this is what we're trying to promote through the American Martial Arts Alliance and introduce you, if you're in the Chicago area. Master Sims is from the Chicago area, so if you're there, then we want you to know that he's one of the instructors that's been vetted by us, and we recommend for you to take a look at his school. So in other words, we're trying to help you, if you're looking for martial arts, to know exactly where some of the people are that can actually help you to be able to find a good martial arts school. Now, as we have been promoting, of course, our last event was in June, and it was a phenomenal event. That event, we had several hundred people attending the banquet. Now, we have over 200 people that are featured in the book. And that is the uniqueness of the book. It shares not only the book information, but it also shares the information, personal information of why did these people get started in the martial arts. And that's what we're trying to answer, is the why question. Why did you get involved in the martial arts? What are some of the benefits that you've gained from it? And how can you teach these benefits to other people? Now, we are getting ready for the next event. That event is going to be coming up in June again this year. We're going to be back in Las Vegas, and that's June the 26th. So it's time for you to make nominations for your people that you would like to nominate, your martial arts hero, to be able to nominate them to be a part, you know, of the project that we have going on. Now, we have other projects that we are also launching. We launched the American Martial Arts Institute. Now, in my study, the martial arts has really been about knowledge. You know, knowledge that's been about the information of you know, how to improve yourself, how to run your business. Now, the business principles that we are teaching in the martial arts and through our institute are the same principles that you, whether you run any business, it doesn't matter what that business is that you're doing, whether you're involved in, it doesn't really matter, because the principles that we use for business are the principles we use for business. And what we try to do is to enhance the knowledge of how to run professional martial arts schools. I know I ran my martial arts business for 39 years, and I sold it last year to pursue another avenue in the martial arts. But that's some of the things that we want to do. So we've launched a press release marketing program, because when you're running your business, one of the things you want customers to know is how to get you, how to get involved. Every day, you know, people are looking, and especially now back to school, how do I get my kids involved in some type of activity or something that's happening? How do they find you? Because they're probably going to 5, 10, depending on the number of martial arts schools in your community and the proximity of where they are, they're going to at least 4 or 5 schools and calling them. And to get more information about their program, the first question they always ask you is pricing. You know, when we're trying to get for potential clients to understand that it's not pricing, it is what you're getting for pricing, is the quality of what you're actually getting. So when we now present your press release, that gives that opportunity for someone to know more information about you, because number one, your newspaper, your television, international, and because of social media, we have that ability to be able to reach out to people and to for them to get a chance to get to know you, even through this radio show, by dropping the link in from our blog radio show. You have that opportunity to actually, you know, for people to hear your voice and pre-qualifying you. So if I have to go through a group of people and I'm 1 of 5 people, then I need for something to pre-qualify me. The likes that I have on my Facebook page or my website, that's a pre-qualifier. The interviews that I get when your local media does an interview with you, that's a pre-qualifier, because they're looking for content and information that would be valuable, that would be valuable to the community. So they're there. Master Sims, did you make it?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, everyone. So we're gonna go. So we're gonna go head on into our show now. We're gonna introduce Master Sims. Everyone, we have as our special guest today, Master Daryl Sims, and he's actually out of the Chicago area. And not only is he an instructor there, you know, he's one of our AMAA directors, and we're trying to do some things in the Chicago area to implement, to support the martial arts and to support the community. We have our Emerging Leaders program that's going to be going on in the Chicago area. Hey, sir, welcome to our call today.
Thank you, Grandmaster Bowen. I'm glad to be here. It's a pleasure and an honor.
Well, great, sir. Well, you know, we've been talking a lot, you know, over the past, you know, 3 years about, you know, the direction of the AMAA and some of the things that we're doing. And everyone, so remember, you know, what we want to do as we are actually pre-qualifying people in our book, who's really who in the martial arts. You know, these are things that we're looking for when people submit their bios, their information. We get a chance to see firsthand. So the people that you have, that you're listening to that are on our show, are pre-qualified people. If you're looking for martial arts, then, you know, in the Chicago area, then Grandmaster Sims is one of those people that I definitely would recommend, you know, going to his program, seeing what he has going on. Look at him as being that leader in your life. And he also hosts a martial arts tournament. So, sir, let's get started. How long have you been involved in the martial arts?
I've been involved in the martial arts since 1968. I was 15 years old, so I guess that's I think this year makes my 51st year being involved with the martial arts.
Wow, sir, listen, 50 years, that's a half of a century, sir.
That's right. Well, I don't feel that old. A half a century is a long time, but I guess the years of experience certainly have taken their toll on me, and I feel blessed to have been exposed to such a great and magnificent art all these years?
Well, you know, that means wisdom. And that's what we get. The longer you're in, the more wisdom you have. I know, you know, on Sunday, you know, I was blessed that I can be a model, you know, in our church. And, you know, one of the ministers, she was talking about the blessing that I bring to the church and to the community, you know, through my wisdom. And that's really key in the martial arts is wisdom. So when we're looking at martial arts instructors, we're really looking at it as not the karate, taekwondo, or any of those things, because these are just physical actions without mental direction, and these things are still flawed by having a good teacher that has good knowledge, understands the concepts of leadership, and understands how to lead, motivate, and direct. These are some really, key factors, and this is what age should bring. It should bring a sense of wisdom and that life experience. I know you actually you just retired from your professional job. And so that was a part of life skills also. So the more education that we have about these things, and education does not necessarily mean going back to school, because through social media, online presence, you know, you can get all kinds of knowledge and information, but now, not only be a study of the martial arts for life, but remember, to be a study of all things for life to help you move forward to become better. So tell us, so what got you involved in the martial arts? What motivates you to become a martial artist?
I'll tell you, Hanshi Bowen, I grew up, like many young African-Americans, I grew up in the Chicago area in the inner city. And I was exposed to many of the negative elements that a young African-American experiences in the inner city. And I threw in with a pretty rough bunch for a while. And I could have ended up moving in the wrong direction, or my life could have been entirely different. I've always appreciated honor, respect, trust, and, you know, those were principles that we grew up on back then. So the martial arts sort of spoke to those principles in me. It just happened to be by coincidence that I was introduced to a martial arts class. It was no critical incident that occurred, but there was a young man in my community who I happened to get introduced to and by way of a friend who told me that, well, there's a guy you had back then, you had the Bruce Lee, the Green Hornet series was on, and so everybody was excited about Bruce Lee at the time. I mean, because it was just something that we hadn't seen before on television. And so a young man that I knew, a friend, said, well, there's a guy who's teaching martial arts in the community in his basement. And as you know, during that time, you didn't have a lot of martial art commercial schools. They just didn't exist during that time. You know, you had teachers in their basement or in the YMCA. And so once I was introduced to this instructor, I mean, what amazed me was the kind of power, self empowerment that it introduced to me in terms of how I could develop myself and achieve things mentally and physically. That it was amazing to me, something that, you know, I never did consider. But, you know, I found that I was able to achieve things and achieve a sense of self-esteem and confidence that, you know, I'd never experienced before. And I think that's one of the things that martial arts does for an individual. Even though at a dojo you're part of a team, but it celebrates personal development, And so it became a personal development tool for me, mentally and physically, to be able to achieve all the things that I was able to do. And it was history from there. I mean, I fell in love with martial arts at that point. I was smitten. And when Roderick Hawkins, who was my instructor at the time, when he left the city, well, you know, I was hooked. I was looking for a martial arts school where I could extend my learning. I think I got to a purple belt at the time. And I found Jimmy Jones, JJ School of Karate and Physical Fitness, that was owned by Jimmy Jones, who is well known now. I mean, he's considered the father of karate in the Midwest. And my training just exploded at that time. It really took off. Theories, weapons, self-defense, forms. He had a stated art school, and many of your well-known instructors were teaching there. It just seemed like a monastery of martial arts. You had, Chiari Cassell came out of that school. We had John Vincent, who did just a tremendous job with the young kids, and George Brockman. You had Benjamin Peacock, who was just an amazing martial artist in terms of weaponry, kata, sparring, you know, the work. So, again, you know, martial arts was something that just inspired me beyond anything I had ever experienced before. And that was my inspiration, the art itself.
Well, you know, you had a good point when you were telling your story, and this is what we're trying to connect to. We all grow up in different places. It's never where you came from. It's where you're going to. And I think that the martial arts, a good martial arts school and a good martial artist creates a community. When you find kids that don't have a community, then, you know, this is the opportunity for gangs and other things to be, is because they form those communities. They give the love, they give the nurturing, they give that negative, positive experience of doing wrong things. And where in a good martial arts school, it provides the unity, it provides the family, it provides all the positive things for you to do. And the thing about it is that the martial arts training and practice, it not only is for self-defense, that's just a byproduct, but for enhancing better grades in school, improving concentration and focus, self-discipline, being able to follow instructions, being able to take instructions. So the list goes on of all the things of a student spending that 12 months of martial arts training. And let's not forget all the fun that you actually have when you're actually doing that. So when we're thinking about it, and if we're talking to parents out there that interested in getting your child involved in a martial arts program, you have to remember that this is one of the best things that you can do, because in sports, it's about coordination. And, you know, when you listen to a commentator, they're never really saying, well, you know, your team just not a good team. Well, we mentally broke down or something mentally happened. And the martial arts helps to connect those two points with the mind and the body. So, sir,
how
do you think that, tell us, how has martial arts impacted your life? You know, we all have, regardless of whatever you do, there's an impact. You know, if you go to bed on time, you'll be rested. You stay up all night, you're going to be tired. So there, you know, it's either you're on the interview or you're not on the interview. So everything has an option, and there's going to be an impact every day in the decisions that we make. So how do you feel that the martial arts has been made an impact in your life?
Well, you've touched on some things, Hachi Bowen. But martial arts, I mean, I think that, and I tell all my students that the punching and kicking is the final outcome. That's the result of what you've learned and you've developed as an individual. That's the outward effect. But the big change, the most significant change, is the change in character and the change in your perspective in life, approaching and accepting challenge, because challenge inevitably makes us stronger. So for me, martial arts has not only affected every aspect of my life in the way of taking on challenges and becoming more committed to determining ways that I can overcome those challenges and turn those challenges into an asset in my life. And those are the things that I think have been, you know, most I think most influential in terms of how martial arts has affected me. You know, discipline. You know, in life, everything in life that you achieve requires some discipline, some focus, and some level of concentration. And so, it helps. It helps any individual. I've noticed the kids that come into my class that may have, you know, a problem focusing or concentrating. Well, it helps them in that sense, and it helped me in that sense in terms of everything that I've done of going to college and achieving, you know, my achieving the degrees that I have. My MBA required me to focus, to knuckle down and concentrate and be able to be able to forego, you know, some of the things that, you know, I may have wanted to do to take on something that would bring me, you know, a greater degree of accomplishment at some point in the future. And so martial arts has been a game changer for me in terms of the way I approach life. And again, the we all know that martial arts is a self-defense, and it helps you in terms of situations where you are threatened physically, but that is a result of the change in the way you think. And believe me, I you know, when I started taking martial arts, I had less physical encounters because I tell my students, self-defense starts in the mind, starts in the way that you think. So it has changed the way I think. It has enhanced the way I think and the way I act and the way I interact with others. So, you know, it's been a tremendous empowerment tool for me, and it has also helped me to empower others. Since I've been involved in martial arts, you know, I have taught at the City Colleges Self-Defense and Martial Arts, the City Colleges of Chicago, the Chicago Public Schools, Chicago Housing Authority, at several universities, Governor State University, YMCA. So it has enabled me to empower others and change the lives of others. So that's the most significant thing for me.
Well, you mentioned one thing that's very important. I guess we need to touch on that just for a moment, and that is the mental side, you see, because that's the part that we really have to work on and fixing, is the mental side of what you think and how you think. If you know, and then I, of course, I teach classes and things that call law of attraction. And law of attraction simply states is that whatever you think about most is what you draw into your life. And if you are thinking about a lot of negativity, you're going to discover negativity is a part of your life. You know, if you're thinking about positive and thinking about being creative, thinking about setting goals, because that's what the belt ranking system is in the martial arts. It is a goal-seeking system. You got your white belt, your yellow belt, your blue belt, and all of those things are different degrees or different levels, and they all take a different mindset. So when you're studying the martial arts, you're really cultivating your mind and being able to take control of your thinking and discipline yourself that you're taking control, you know, of your actions. So what do you think about that? How you think that the mental aspect of the martial arts is a real key component?
Absolutely. And in fact, it's a key component, and I think it's the driving force. I've seen kids come in my class, and they don't believe that they can jump rope, or they don't believe they've never done it before, and they have a sense of they are unable to achieve the things that they see us do in martial arts, or they see the other kids do, and one of the first things we do is to address that mental attitude, to address their perspective of themselves and others around them, and by character building, you know, by introducing them to the rules of the dojo, that, you know, when we come in, you ask permission, you have a certain reverence and respect for the instructor and for the other classmates. So you ask permission to come into the dojo. You ask permission to leave the dojo. I've said to kids when they tell me, well, you know, I can't. Well, there's no such thing as can't. You know, it may be difficult, it may be a challenge, but you can do it. We have a class pledge that we learn, and that's at the onset of class, and it starts out, you know, the way that you know the old pledge, and you're familiar with it, Hanshi Bowen. Karate is my secret. I bear no weapons. Karate is a way of life. Karate is my life. But I will go on. Our pledge goes on to say that I accept challenge, and as a result, challenge will make me stronger, faster, smarter, better. I will accept every day as a challenge to do better, and every day will be my personal success. Every day will be a personal victory. And so I break that down to the kids to make them understand that every day you have a chance to do better. If yesterday you weren't satisfied with it, well, the next day can be an opportunity for you to do better. And you accept challenges because challenges do make us stronger, make us better people. So we address the mental aspect of a student's character, and that reflects in the other things they do, because anything that you do physically can only be the result of the substance of your character and the substance of your mental attitude. And I say this in class, that attitude determines altitude, and that's one of the things that I consistently reinforce with my students. So I agree with you. Mental attitude is everything, is everything.
Share with us some information about your school, where you're located, if someone in the Chicago area is looking to get up with you, how would they actually do that?
Someone's interested in contacting me. Our school is located in the Hazelcrest Park District facility, and that's located at 2600 West 171st Street, Hazelcrest, Illinois, 60429. They can contact me through the Park District. The number is 708-335-1500. Our classes take place on Monday from 5 to 6:30, an hour and a half, and on Saturdays from 10:30 to 12. On Mondays, we practice self-defense and forms. On Saturdays, we typically practice sparring and some of those other areas of sport competition. So we look forward to anyone who's interested in joining our class. We are family. I try to get to know each and every student and what their needs might be. I always talk to the parents when they enter when they enroll their students. I inquire about whether their student was interested in enrolling, or was it the parent, and if it was the student, why? If it's the parent, why? So that I can address the issues of each student. And I have to say this, Hanshi Bowen, that, you know, it's important to explain to parents what martial arts is all about, because of the way martial arts has evolved, the sports aspect of martial arts has really become a big thing. But we're more than a sport, you know. We are truly a lifestyle. And so I let parents know that this is not a seasonal thing. It's not something that you get your kid in the summer, you take them out in the winter, or vice versa. That it's something that it gives for a lifetime. And so it's important, quite naturally, we have our breaks over holidays and things of that sort. Kids go on summer trips. But I let them know that it's a commitment, and it's a commitment just like swimming is a life skill. Martial arts is a life skill, but it even encompasses more than that, because you know, Hanshi Bowen, that we even improve the social skill of kids, because when they enter into tournaments or competition, they have to present themselves. They have to be able to speak up. You know, so they present themselves physically, mentally, socially. So I talk to parents about that, and let them know that given that they have the commitment, to stick with the program, that it will certainly change the lives of their kids for the long run. And they will become better individuals, more productive individuals.
Great. Do you have any upcoming events that you'd like to share with us?
Yes. We have our tournament, a major event, the Traditional Warrior Championship and Martial Art Exhibition. And I want to say that I bring to the tournament circuit the same kind of philosophy I have about martial arts. I think the tournament should be a learning experience for our kids. The martial arts serves as sort of an alternative to delinquency, violence, and like you said, and other negative experiences that kids may have, and it enhances their ability to do better. You know, at school and to be better individuals. And so this tournament is an extension of that. And, we've gotten to some degree to the point where, it's all about winning trophies. It's all about being second, third, or first, second, or third. But in my opinion, it's about learning to accept challenge. If you don't get first or second, it's about learning how to deal with that in a way that allows you to grow, and allows you to come back better and stronger. So these are the things that the tournament circuit and that I believe the tournament circuit should be about, and that's what this tournament is all about. We try to encourage the younger students. We have a situation today in martial arts where we have a large market of young kids. Kids 5, 4, and between that are very young and impressionable. So I know I may come under fire about this, but to some degree, I think it's important to motivate them. So we have momentums that we give out participation memento to kids under 12, not teenagers and not adults, but just to encourage kids to continue to get involved, because we, in a society, we have zero tolerance and things like that, and sometimes it's kind of trauma for these kids to get involved in contact sports like this. So it's an amazing experience. We have demonstrations, we have self-defense, we have forms, we have sparring, and we have cash prizes for the grand championship. So it's an amazing experience, and it's become one of the most outstanding and most well attended tournaments in the Midwest. And we serve about in all of the Midwest states. We have individuals come from Michigan, Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio, Wisconsin. And you know, we so the regional market. So, and next year, Hanshi, we've been talking about this, you and I. You know, I intend that the tournament is growing, and we tend to make it a national event. So it's on September 29th. It's at Hillcrest High School, and that's 174th in Pulaski. And it starts at 11 o'clock. And so we welcome, and you can register at Traditional Warrior. myjuventex.com.
Okay, great, sir. Well, we really do thank you for being a part of our program today. We're thankful for your support through the American Martial Arts Alliance. And everyone, you can actually join our association. You can go to our website, which is who'swhointhemartialarts.com. Next week, we're going to be launching a new website just for our members. It's a really neat site where you can become a member, get your membership card, certificate of membership, all that stuff in one place. Remember, nominate your hero for 2020. The AMA Legends Awards Banquet will be back in Las Vegas, and that's going to be June 26th. So remember, go ahead now, because we want to close this book out probably in January, because we're publishing the kids' books this year, and that's going to be happening in June also. So everyone, be blessed, and we look forward to seeing you in our next interview. Again, this is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen with Master Sims out of Chicago. Great man, great teacher. So if you're looking for an instructor, and you're in the Chicago area, don't forget, look him up. To learn more about our book, you can go to Amazon. The book is on Amazon. And not only that, but we have all five volumes of the book available on Amazon. So go check it out. Hey, this is Grandmaster Bowen saying be blessed. And hey, we'll catch you on our next Lunch and Learn.
Thank you, Hanshi Bowen.